In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 18. God, through the prophet, addressing Judah. Judah lost in their sin. God calls out to them, "Come now," he says, "let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as crimson, they shall be as white as wool, washed clean." Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. In graphic terms, in the form of an illustration, God is saying to Judah, he is willing to forgive their sins if they will only come back to him and receive him and negotiate with him, as it were, call upon him, is a picture that they would readily understand. But of course, it's a gospel picture too. And I can see the parallel in the Lord Jesus Christ when he says to sinners, "Come, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I am willing. I am willing to sit down with you. I am willing more to come into you and to receive you to myself and to wash you from your sins, to cleanse you in my precious blood and clothe you with my righteousness." It's an invitation. It's a command. There is a promise. Come, come now, don't delay. And I will, though you are lost in your sins, though you are helpless in your sins, read the context in Isaiah chapter 1, though you are stubborn against me, I say to you, I am willing, and more than willing. I will gladly and freely forgive you your sins. You only have to come to me in repentance and faith. That is the gospel message. And I see it pictured here, centuries before Christ came into the world, through the prophet Isaiah, addressing the children of Judah. Will you hear this invitation? Will you accept this invitation? It's made to you, my friend. If you have never come to Christ, he says, "I am willing to receive you and wash you from your sins completely and utterly, once and for all. You can't do it yourself, but I will do it for you. Come, come now." Are you willing to receive that invitation? Will you submit and obey that command? Will you take up this glorious offer? I tell you, it is made to you. And in my feeble words, I'm trying to address you and say, oh, I plead with you, come now to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you too will prove the truth of this promise. Your sins, though they be ingrained in you, will be washed away, and you will be right with God and at peace with God forevermore. Oh, I plead with you then, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come now, and he will receive you. Do not delay, I urge you. This invitation is free, is glorious, is extensive. It is made to you, and it is made now. Come now, says Christ. Oh, obey him, I plead with you.